Good morning, Hawk skipper Matt Campbell. How are you?
Good morning. Not too bad.
You're feeling a little better today after that win up in Cairns?
Yeah, obviously the monkey off our back after that losing record that we've been having. But, yeah, great weekend for us. Look, to win up in Cairns is always very very hard to do, and it was hostile up there. And then we came so close in Townsville from making it a double. It was a good weekend for the boys.
Yeah, pipped on the buzzer by the Crocs. Now, I want to know, did the little Crocs mascot, did he cause you guys any grief?
Yes, he was. He was out there stirring up the crowd and getting into us. He bangs a drum right near the timeouts, and he does his best to disrupt us when we're up there, that's for sure.
He's like their sixth man. Now, great news for you guys. You've got a new import. He's just joined you. Played for the Melbourne Tigers, played for Cairns, played for the Gold Coast, Ayinde Ubaka. Is he the answer to our prayers in that point guard role?
Well, we hope so. Obviously, he's a talented player. He's been in the league a couple of years now and established himself as a very good player. But, hey, look, he's not the he's not going to be the answer for us. He's obviously going to help the team, but it's more about the group making sure that we consolidate on the rest of the year, that we come out and we show the fans that we're committed to winning games and putting on a good performance at home, and hopefully we can consolidate the rest of the season and move forward for next year.
Well, he'll get a little taste against his former team at the Ent Centre on Friday night. Now, I've got to put you on the spot here. Showron, yep. Showtime Glover. Yep. We spoke last week, and then a couple of hours later, the release came out that he was departing the Hawks. Was he an underperformer?
Look, I think, yeah, for sure, that he wouldn't be happy with the standards that he came out and played with. But, I mean, he's only a young kid, so that wasn't the reason. He had some family issues he had to deal with. And you know, I think as a, it'd be very hard coming out to Australia and trying to, this is his first real overseas gig, to try and perform. And, you know, that's part of being a professional, and I'm sure he'll learn from the experience he had here and hopefully maybe find a gig sometime soon, either out here or in Europe somewhere.
Also very hard to play with all those headbands and wristbands on. It's very hard.
That's what I thought. That's what I said to him. He had like three or four on his arm at one stage. I'm like, oh.
He'd lost all blood circulation. That's why his scores were low.
I'm at least, like, multicolour him at least. Like, can't help just have all white ones. Different colours.
Oh, he was the zebra. Hey, mate, before we let you go, I've got to rub it into Greg because we have a long-running battle with our NBL tipping comp here at wavefm.com.au. I tipped you guys in both games on the weekend, so I'm glad that I got some points out of the Cairns result.
Yeah, absolutely. Shame you couldn't get both of them. But, yeah, look, we haven't been great in, for the tippers this year, but hopefully that's going to change from now on.
Thanks, Matty. We'll talk soon.
No worries, thanks, guys.
Travis and Sports Shorts with Matt Campbell from the Wollongong NRE Hawks. It's 17-9, and if you are part of Wave FM's NBL tipping competition, we could be calling out your name shortly.